Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to go live at prisonplanet.tv in T-minus 7 minutes, basically. Basically, 7.5 minutes there, precise. We're going to open the phones up. We're going to do a bunch of news, play this Rick Perry clip. Why, it's like Alex Jones is now the governor of Texas. I mean, it sounds like I'm up there, but we know Rick Perry better than that. Jim Tucker, what do you think of Rick Perry suddenly says he wants to fight the globalists and the feds are oppressive and we're going to declare 10th Amendment sovereignty? Fox News is talking about the New World Order. CNN is talking about the New World Order and populism. I mean, what is it like for you to be a patriot, anti-New World Order, for 40-something years and now see, as the New World Order is openly announced, more and more people are having to, having to admit it's real?
Yes, none dare call it Bilderberg, but I'm glad to see the public become more aware of these international intrigues. In fact, Bilderberg's been on the losing end for some time now. We have cause to celebrate. I mean, years ago, Bilderberg assured themselves, I think it was about 1980-something, that we'd have the American Union in place, fully in place by the year 2000. Is that approach, they had to set the goal back a little bit, and now back still further. The public becomes outraged when they become aware of it. You just mentioned some of the indications that they're aware of it. Your governor, who attended Bilderberg, made all of his promises. He's buckling under public pressure. So, and you've also seen increasing, and this disturbs Bilderberg very much, increasing popularity of so-called protectionism, where we equalize trade at the water's edge, where you cannot, where Americans are saying, do not dump on us. Some are even talking about bringing back the Smoot-Hawley Act.
But see, Jim, that's the intel we're getting is the bankers said, okay, we're not able to ban their guns yet. We're not able to legalize all the illegals yet. Let's fully destroy the economies of the West. Then the people will be so bankrupt, they'll just be glad they're not starving in the street like Argentina. And then they'll go along with our orders. And so basically, they're just destroying the entire economy out of spite to try to get their world government through this crisis.
Yes, that's certainly true.
But go ahead.
But again, these are acts of desperation when they set these goals and they're unable to meet these goals and they see a rise as they. And nationalism, which is a dirty word to Bilderberg, they're citizens of the world, as your president calls himself, a citizen of the world. Obama, of course, as you know, is a Bilderberg recruit, and all presidents have had, since Eisenhower, had somebody attend Bilderberg meetings for the White House to report back of what the president's new orders are for this for the coming year. So, Obama calls himself a citizen of the world. He uses the term redistributing the wealth as much as Karl Marx ever did. He's talking about redistributing your wealth to people who do not work, people who are too lazy to work, to illegal aliens who a family of four on average needs more than $4,000 a year, or gets, not needs, but gets.
But again, Jim, that's only a small portion. Most of the trillions are going to the banks. They just give a few crumbs to their minions.
Yes, that's what they, like you said, they want the people to be so in such desperate financial straits they'll accept anything relief. Some years ago when they talked about the UN having.
Tell you what, Jim, I've got callers coming up, 1-800-259-9231. The book is Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary. We sell it at Infowars.com. But, Jim, stay there for one more moment. You got 3 minutes to go smoke a cigarette. Come back, and we'll do 5 more minutes, and I'll let you go. Okay, go ahead and go have your cigarette.
Mm-hmm. With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting for the next hour, 51 minutes of this syndicated radio transmission. I'll be taking your calls, Matt, Chip, Joshua, Annie, Dan, and many others that are patiently holding as soon as Jim leaves us coming up here in just a few minutes. You know, I've already done 2 hours and 8 minutes of radio today and haven't plugged yet The Obama Deception, my new film, viral all over the web. People are buying the high-quality DVD at Infowars.com. They are making copies of it. They are giving it to their friends, their family, their neighbors. They're airing it on Access TV. They're having viewing parties. I just want to salute and thank everyone that has gotten The Obama Deception, and I want to encourage those of you that haven't to please get it at Infowars.com on the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart and make all the copies your heart wants to. I mean, as many as you can make. I know a lot of universities and other groups of students are going out, and everywhere Obama goes to speak, they're giving out thousands of these. And the tea parties that the neocons are trying to co-opt, patriots, true patriots, are going out to these events and you know, really waking up the people that are the tea parties to the full scope of the New World Order. So, again, Infowars.com, or call toll-free to order The Obama Deception, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And by the way, if you want to meet like-minded people, the best way to do it is through T-shirts. And we've got the answer in 1984, 1776 shirts. People say, what does that mean? You can explain. We want liberty instead of tyranny. The choice is 1776 culture or 1984 culture. Which one do you want? Now, we've got all these other T-shirts that are about getting people talking, meeting like-minded people. Just wearing InfoWars.com around, folks, and all the shirts have that on the back. You're gonna run into a lot of InfoWars. You wanna find like-minded people. This is the way to do it, big time, because there are InfoWars in every town, every city. It's really getting huge. We have this new Live Free or Die T-shirt that's got Paul Revere charging out with a musket in his hand. Just a gorgeous shirt, great designer. Put that together. All available at InfoWars.com. Okay, that said, I'm going to go back to Jim in a moment. I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, and this is a new sponsor because I've used this product. I believe in nanosilver. The smaller the particle, the better. And silver is one of the oldest antibiotics. There's a lot of great silver products out there, but I've tested this one out with sore throats, with other things like that. You know, what, 15% of kids have that thing where they get a few warts on them. You know, my son had that, put silver on it, knocked it right out. Even the doctor office recommended silver. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, new silver solution. Silver is one of the oldest natural antibiotics. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, prepare you and your family. The new silver solution is a new type of solution that is a nanoparticle. It is absorbed by the body more quickly and effectively. Visit the link on InfoWars.com and see the studies for yourself. You cannot afford to miss this opportunity. This is a great way to protect your family and friends. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com. You cannot put a price tag on your family's health. Go and watch the testimonials, and you'll see what they have to say. Okay, going back to Jim Tucker, and I'm going to let him go in a moment because I know he's busy. Jim, I wanted to finish up. We've got Bilderberg 2009 coming up. Now, just keep going back to this. It's such a big deal. You have sources inside Bilderberg. We'll just leave it at that. Esalen admits he has Bilderberg Group members, but I don't want to say much more than that. This is just off the charts amazing that these bastards are going to be celebrating the economic collapse, which is they're then hoarding all the bailout money they get through our governments they control. Do you think this hoax is going to be able to continue on? I mean, this is a very arrogant and bold move by them.
No, because, as we mentioned earlier, public awareness is increasing. Even if politicians dare not use the word Bilderberg, they're forced, as your governor was, to acknowledge that there is a problem. And we must face it. We have seen so many examples of it being reported, not with the term Bilderberg, not used in the national media, news sites, and broadcasts. Statements, the awareness is growing, and politicians are scared. They're even talking about what Bilderberg denounces as protectionism. Nationalism, as Bilderberg acknowledges, is on the increase. And a nationalist is a horrible thing in the Bilderberg view. So, and as I mentioned earlier, they're far behind their own timetable for a world government. So I think they're ultimately going to fail. But the trouble is, the Americans are not fighting back hard enough like the Europeans are fighting back. And Europe, England still refuses to join the European Union's common currency. They still keep the pound. They refuse to surrender sovereignty, further sovereignty to the European Union. And there's demands throughout the European Union member states for less power by the European Union and more sovereignty all the time. But the United States, we're not fighting back as hard, and that's why certain bad things could still happen even if Bilderberg is on the ropes. For example, if we join the world court, as Obama wants to, we've surrendered a great deal of sovereignty. We'll never get back because the International Criminal Court and the World Court are both would both be similar, superior to our own United States Supreme Court. And tragically, recently departed Justice Sandra Day O'Connor is among those who advocate our surrendering sovereignty to the International Criminal Court. They are, sadly, the son of the direct descendant of Supreme Court Justice and President of the United States, William Howard Taft, and his son, Robert, late Robert Taft, the great America First senator from Ohio. But the latest Robert Taft, the fourth, is all for surrendering our sovereignty to the International Criminal Court. They just had a press conference in Washington demanding that we join the criminal court, International Criminal Court, just a few days ago.
And that means, for those that don't know, fully adopting the European system of guilty until proven innocent, getting rid of juries, having tribunals. And we've had Supreme Court justices in Time Magazine, in USA Today, come right out and say, oh, we take our orders now from the higher court, from the International Criminal Court. So this process is happening.
Yes, they'll sit around there. Those fools will sit around the Supreme Court chambers and talk openly about how we certainly should look to the decisions made by foreign courts in applying constitutional law to the United States. That's absurd on its face. And one of the strongest patriots on the Supreme Court is Clarence Thomas, who, although he is himself a Negro, is hated by liberals for opposing affirmative action. There's euphemism for racial preferences.
All right. Well, Jim Tucker, we appreciate you coming on the show. We appreciate your close to 50-something years covering news in 30-plus years. What is it, 32, 33, 34 years? How long have you been covering Bilderberg?
Since 75, so make it 05, 33 years, I guess.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you coming on, and I hope you'll join us from you're going to be going to Greece, right, to cover Bilderberg?
Yeah. Yeah, itinerary is on our website.
Okay, fantastic. And folks, again, can get your book at Infowars.com in the shopping cart. Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary, put out by American Free Press. Jim, thank you so much for spending time with us. And when do I need to have my producer check your itinerary to set a couple of updates from you while you're at Bilderberg 2009?
Oh, whatever he wants to, remembering that there's a seven-hour time difference because when we're on daylight time, it's
Yeah, so we'll be interviewing you then. Every evening at, say, 7 o'clock.
We can pick out some such. No, it'd be better to do it in the middle of the afternoon because we normally have our, as you recall from your own experience, we have our pool meeting in the evenings.
No, I know, but see, we're live 11 to 3 p.m. So I guess if it's a seven-hour difference in the Mediterranean, in that zone in Greece, that I could have you on at like 11. And then that would be at 6 o'clock. I mean, that's how we've had to do it in the past. I guess I could record the interviews, Jim.
Or how about 2 p.m. Greek time? That would still be within your nighttime frame, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I do have a nighttime show, but Jason Burmes is doing that now. Well, we'll figure it out, Jim, regardless.
Okay, we'll
regardless, regardless. Yeah, I know you have your pool reports going on there, but it's always breaking news on what's coming up in the next year. Because these people really do run the planet. Jim Tucker, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. You know, one of my pet peeves is people not knowing what words mean in semantics, because I know I'm going to get emails from ignorant people. Remember Robin Page, who we had on, BBC reporter, was in the BBC News. He did a report on rural affairs, and he gave a speech saying rural communities deserve the same rights as homosexuals and Muslims. He was arrested. And the British police, 5 years ago, said the word homosexual is a hate word. Now, heterosexual, homosexual, that's just a scientific name for your sexual preference. And it's the same thing with Anglo-Negro. And I was watching a documentary about the 50s and 60s civil rights movement, and it showed the black folks saying, we demand to be called that. And then nowadays, the public's so ignorant, somebody uses the old-fashioned term, and then they all freak out. But see, that shows how screwed up the public is. They don't care if the government funds HIV and black folks' vaccines. It's just don't use a scientific term. I just wanted to add that before I get emails. You need to learn not to be so ignorant out there. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
With our economy spiraling out of control,
living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner.
No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants,
begging for food.
Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming.
We have been warned.
And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascist.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Is on the verge of passing a 10th Amendment / 9th Amendment reaffirmation of the Bill of Rights Constitution. South Dakota's passed it. A bunch of other states are in the process of passing it. And see, all of you out there said, oh, it won't do any good. Oh, it won't help. You won't get this passed, Jones. And then, oh, well, even if it passes, they won't enforce it. It's all part of a process, a reawakening to our liberties and freedoms. It's just one more solution. And also, when the feds put out these reports saying gun owners are terrorists, veterans are terrorists, people that love freedom are bad, Well, we just rebuke how bad this is and expose what a fraud it is. I mean, we got to be in the fight, not just sit here and say it's too big, we don't have any power. The truth is, we do have a lot of power. To the point of Bilderberg Group, New World Order crony, busy handing over the roads and power plants to the Bilderberg Group, that's on record. Rick Perry has to come out and camouflage himself like he's one of us. And, you know, if he's forced by political weight, because he's checked the vote. Remember a month and a half ago when I had state senators on and people saying they hoped Rick Perry would get on board? Well, they're about to pass it in the Texas legislature, so then he shows up and says it's his. And now he'll control it. I know how he operates and try to make sure it doesn't really happen or that it's not enforced. But regardless, he's having to act like he's one of us, just like Glenn Beck and others are. And that shows we are taking the country back. Let's go ahead and show it. Here's the video.
And more importantly, millions of Texans just like yourself that are tired of Washington, D.C., trying to come down here and tell us how to run Texas. I happen to think this is a pretty bold step. HCR is, as introduced by Representative Creighton, co-authored by Representative Ginn, is a bipartisan piece of legislation. It concerns all Texans. It concerns all Americans. The 10th Amendment was enacted by folks who remembered what it was like to have a very oppressive government, to be under the thumb of tyrants and an all-powerful government. Unfortunately, the protection...
Kid, pause. I mean, that is too incredible. And we know what it's like to be under the thumb of tyrants. Man, I've met Rick Perry. I know Rick Perry. He does not normally talk with that big of a Texas accent. I mean, this is deep. I would call that a far west Texas accent almost. Isn't he from South Texas? Point is, under the thumb of tyrants. Tyrants. Back it up. You can't even hardly understand. Tyrants. Under the oppressive thumb of tyrants. I like that, though. At least they're talking about the oppressive thumb of tyrants now. Because, again, we are becoming the mainstream. The government is tyrannical. Here it is.
10th Amendment was enacted by folks who remembered what it was like to have a very oppressive government, to be under the thumb of tyrants and an all-powerful government. Unfortunately, the protections it guarantees have melted away over the course of the years. You're probably familiar with that old adage about how to boil a frog. You know, you just get him to sit there in that pot, and you turn up the heat a little bit by a little bit, and before you know it, the frog doesn't realize it, but he's done. And since the United States Constitution
stop
was ratified,
it again. I just got to imitate this. How many times have I done the frog in the pot thing? I mean, it's like Alex Jones is now the governor. It's kind of like you got a frog in a pot, and little bit by little bit, you turn the heat up, and pretty much, sooner or later, he's done. The tyrants, tyrants, tyrants. I just love it, though, because what's going to happen is they're trying to chameleon now and act like they're patriots because they're getting the feedback. They're learning. They know about the New World Order now. They know about everything. They know about everything we stole. They know I took money from Merck knowing that vaccine killed people so it would get vaccine damage federal funding. Because if I make it mandatory or say it's mandatory, then the federal funds kick in to give it liability protection. They're finding out about me. I won't fight the tyrants, too. I'm against them as well. Here, keep it. Play it again. Play it again. Tyrants.
You know, you just get him to sit there in that pot, and you turn
sit
up
there
the heat
in that
a little
pot,
bit by
boy,
a little bit before you know it.
You what,
the frog doesn't realize it.
Before you know it, you got
done.
You some Cajun delight there. As long as
since
you got you a good-looking, dark-haired, green-eyed, Cajun queen, everything's all right, boy.
The federal government's been
all right, we'll be right back, down. Ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. The info war continues as we launch forward at Mach speed.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
And we got Rick Perry with us.
Our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the...
And then what happened is Rick Perry was with the Redcoats. And he ran behind a bush, took his red coat off, and put one of our uniforms on. He ran out, "Hey, I'm with you guys. We need to fight the tyrants. We don't want to be like that frog pretty soon cooking in that pot, boy." It's all a big act with Perry, the whole Texas thing, just like with Bush. And it really gets old. We look down the river. I got to watch it. If I go into hick land, I'm actually somewhat of a hick. I'll actually revert. Start talking like Granny Clampett.
You get you in there and get me some possums and get the frying pan out there, Jethro.
Gee, Granny, I guess so. I guess Rick Perry's on our side then.
Oh, man, I am really out of control today. Well, everything is going to hell in a handbasket, so I might as well have some fun with it. Let's be serious, and I'm going to your calls. Back it up, and let's just hear what Rick Perry had to say, unedited, without me stopping and laughing. Okay, but, I mean, here he is playing as good old boy. I mean, I'm surprised he wasn't wearing a cowboy hat and a big belt buckle going, But the point is that that's fake and all the rest of it's fake. But the reason this is important is this globalist involved in everything horrid for the New World Order. I mean, he's been to Bilderberg. Normally, if a governor's invited to that, it means they're planning to make him president later. He's doing this now because he knows which way the wind is blowing. And this will be a betrayal, make no mistake. But it means still that we're forcing them to at least talk the talk. That means we can make a lot of them walk the walk. So let's go ahead and go to Rick Perry, the incredible good old boy. Here he is.
Representative Guillen is a bipartisan piece of legislation. It concerns all Texans. It concerns all Americans. The 10th Amendment was enacted by folks who remembered what it was like to have a very oppressive government, to be under the thumb of tyrants and an all-powerful government. Unfortunately, the protections it guarantees have melted away over the course of the years. You're probably familiar with that old adage about how to boil a frog. You know, you just get him to sit there in that pot and you turn up the heat a little bit by a little bit, and before you know it, the frog doesn't realize it, but he's done. And since the United States Constitution was ratified, the federal government's been slowly kind of turning up the heat on the states, if you will, and they've eroded the notion of states' rights. The Founding Fathers understood that a one-size approach doesn't work with the states when it comes to governing, especially a country the size of the United States. And I promise you it doesn't work for Texas. Our economic strength compared to the federal budget mess and other problems that they've got up there is a great example that Texans know best how to govern Texas. We're proof that good things happen when government lowers taxes, it lowers regulations, it reduces spending, it encourages private sector
That's enough. Growth. You can watch it all at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Steve Watson's done a story for InfoWars.net on it. Meanwhile, they've passed a state franchise tax that is a state income tax. They've passed all these other little taxes. It's got to be every month some new tax bureaucrat shows up informing me of a new tax here at our little office. And the state of Texas is under federal control. The state police are brainwashed by the feds. They're doing all sorts of urban warfare drills. Texas is going to hell in a handbasket. Rick Perry's handing over the state paid for power plants, roads, infrastructure to the Bilderberg Group. He's tied in with people from Bilderberg that have been indicted in foreign banks running scams in Texas. And then he's going to prance around telling us about tyrants. On record, one time we had a reporter down at the Capitol, and Rick Perry walks out and I go, "Hey, Governor Perry, it's Alex Jones here on the phone." He goes, "What are you doing, you big old fat hog?" People think I'm joking. John, did you find that when I mentioned it? You can YouTube Alex Jones, Rick Perry. You can find it. It doesn't matter. People can hear it if they want. Point is, Rick Perry is a real piece of work. Look, if this is good news that he's at least having to talk about it. Okay, let's go to your calls. I'm going to shut up and try to just bam, 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 go through them here. Of course, you know I'll fail, but that's all right. Matt in Mass. You're on the air, Matt. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I'd like you to know it's an honor and a privilege to finally talk to you.
It's an honor and privilege to talk to you, sir. Welcome.
I am one pissed off American, but according to the government, I'm just a crazy terrorist.
Absolutely. You don't like foreign banks ruling you and stealing all your money? That is crazy. You're dangerous. I tell you what am I going
to
do?
I got so much to talk about. You don't know what I've been through, especially with the bank foreclosing on me. Anyways, you know, up in Massachusetts, 90% of the people up here are still asleep. They have no idea what's going on. And I'm excited to go to Lexington on the Green on the 19th to see what kind of turnout we got.
Absolutely, and I'm going to have the folks doing that, the Oath Keepers, all these police and military going there to say, we won't confiscate guns, we won't go along with stealing property, New World Order. And if we educate the police and military, which is now happening, Right. The globalists are trying to brainwash them with all these reports saying gun owners are evil and all the rest of it.
Exactly.
If we reach out to the uniforms, the New World Order won't be able to get away with anything.
Exactly, unless they set the Chinese and the Russians on us.
Which they've openly done deals to actually use Czech Republic, Ukrainians, Filipinos, Mexicans, Canadians on us, and some Germans and Dutch, because I've been to the drills and seen the agreements. We always talk about Chinese and Russians. I know because it's in Red Dawn, and that's kind of popular out in the militia movement to think that. But we know the countries they're training with to occupy the U.S., so that's admitted in Army War College documents. We've had Colonel Craig Roberts on to talk about it and give chapter and verse that they will use foreign troops in America, but they list those nations. It is very, very serious.
Yeah. I'm sure. And you know what? If I had your resources, I'd be as loud or louder. But, you know.
What else is on your mind, Matt?
First, I'd like to say, you know, I would be more than happy to move to Texas and work for you for nothing. I mean, that's how much faith I have in you. I am calling about eugenics. I have hepatitis C. I don't know anybody who has AIDS, and I'm 50 years old, but I know at least 30 people who have hepatitis C. I don't know where I contracted it from. I have tattoos, but I've been to licensed parlors that have been inspected and whatnot. I don't know how I've got it, but I'm just wondering if I should be taking the antibiotics for that, the interferon, because I'm worried sick that they're, you know, sticking something else in me.
Let me try to answer your question. I appreciate your call, Matt. Look, I can't practice medicine here. And medicine is very complex, and it also depends on the individual. But I know what medical doctors have said. We've gone from one case in 2004 of leprosy, and no cases before that for decades, to 7,000 in 2005, 2006, the next year. You can pull these numbers up. And then we haven't seen numbers since then. We've gone, hepatitis, everything's off the charts. And you can get hepatitis from somebody making your hamburger at a fast food place. And in Mexico, they spray the farms with human feces, and then people have gotten hepatitis from that. It's the third world food. And then when they create the crisis of the salmonella and the hepatitis, then they say, oh, we need to pass a law shutting down organic farming in the U.S., but then having no regulations and all the stuff coming in from Latin America. So that's the biggest issue. You can get it from sexual partners, things like that. That's why they want to give every baby at birth a hepatitis shot. And a lot of people have shown evidence that it's actually giving people the hepatitis. But there's a lot of stuff they've added to vaccines. There's the factor VIII blood drugs that people are given that have HIV and hepatitis in it. So it's very, very serious. Chip in Michigan. Just to finish another question. The interferon and all that, there's a lot of studies, a lot of experts, a lot of doctors that say it's the drugs that supposedly treat you for HIV and other similar things that actually kill you quicker, but whatever. Let's talk to Chip in Michigan. Chip, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Al?
Doing a worldwide transmission. Welcome.
I know you don't have all the answers, and I'm not looking for an answer. I'm just looking for a suggestion. My father and I, we've watched certain videos, yours, a couple of yours, and we read similar books for the past, 15 years or so. We're on kind of the same wavelength. The other day I brought over the Obama deception, hot off the presses, as far as he's concerned. And normally we watch a video, and he'll press pause, we'll talk about it, we'll continue watching. He'll press pause periodically throughout the video, and we'll discuss it. During the Obama deception, he didn't press pause once. He sat there with his mouth open, and once in a while, he'd say, wow, wow, holy bleep. Afterwards, his first comment to me was, and I want you to know that he's 68, he's retired. So when he made this comment to me, he was referring to himself and people in his quote-unquote category, being older and retired and heavily invested in this system. His first comment to me was, the only thing Alex failed to mention was what we can do about it. And I was wondering if you could just suggest something that I could tell him and people in his, quote-unquote, category of retirement.
Well, that's a very important question. But overall, it's not hype when I say this film is particularly powerful because it's so timely. It covers the master plan of the globalists, the bankers, the police state, the grid. And I think therein lies the solution. We talk about states' rights. We talk about saying no to the feds. We talk about criminally going after the bankers. We talk about everyone getting involved in their own issues and saying no to the system. I mean, it's full of solutions at the end. I'm going to have more solutions in another film I'm making to come out in about 2-3 months. But, I mean, specifically, the solution is not letting them carry out the next phase. They took control of the government. They bankrupted us. They deindustrialized us. They militarized the police. They kidnap over 1,400,000 children a year. You know, they engage in all these hard crimes. We have to recognize that evil and take abortion. You know, go out with a placard to dead babies. Sounds horrible. Looks terrible. People get offended. But just folks doing that has gone from around 50% of people being for abortion to now only about 25% in all the major polls. So we're winning that fight. The truth is, if we just take, and then you save babies right there. Men and women don't need to fight with each other. We've been trained to do it in society. If you get married and have kids, you got to stick together because statistically it's going to hurt your children if you break up. Living well, the best revenge is living well, as the French say. Getting along with your neighbors, being informed, enjoying life, caring about other people. I mean, I love seeing healthy, happy people. I love seeing people do well. I love seeing people, you know, who are creative. And I thought everybody else was like me. I didn't know that a lot of folks are like diseased mentally from Madison Avenue and they hate seeing other people do well. You know, I mean, again, we got to get our heads screwed on right and think tribally as a human society against the elites. Instead, they all try to divide us off against each other. They're going to say, do whatever we want with the Bank of the World, with regulation, with federalization, and we'll turn the economy back on. Then they're going to give you some of the money, but then hyperinflate. And then as things get worse, they're going to say, oh, you didn't do what we said. That's why they got worse. It's designed to get worse because things getting worse are better for them. Your dad says, what do you do about it? Call the state legislature. Go for 10th Amendment resolutions. Educate local police and military. Just because your father and you know all about this stuff doesn't mean your neighbors, your friends, your family. Number one is education, so people know the ball game they're in. They know what they're facing. They know their enemy. Okay, so there's some solutions.
Okay, I get that. I'm looking for a practical thing. He's looking at me, and he's like,
well, sir, there's no silver bullet. There's no one thing. I mean, I can't say you go meet a leprechaun behind the barn, and he's going to fix everything for you. It's a process.
Looking at my dad, and I'm thinking, well, what can I tell this guy? He's got a good point. He's retired. He's heavily invested in the system, and this kind of information obviously will, and rightfully so, totally shatter his reality. I mean, that would be everything to him.
The system is shattered. The New World Order built this current grid to get us decadent, get us in debt, get us under their control, so that when they finally try to pull us down, we don't swim for the surface. We go ahead and go down with the Hydra. Okay, I'll go to the bottom with you. It's the best system we've got. You know, they're destroying what they built before and bringing in their New World Order.
Right.
I mean, they've got police announcing you'll be arrested if you don't take vaccines and then having police dogs with thousands of kids crying being injected outside sports stadiums. I mean, you know, people say, well, Hitler, you know, the Hitlerian system of 1938, I mean, you know, it looks like it's going to get bad, but it's the system I'm invested in. I don't even claim to have all the answers, but people say, well, what do I do? I mean, you're smart. What are you going to do?
Well, like I told you when I first called, I'm not asking for an answer. I'm looking at this old man in the face, and he wants to know what he can do. Obviously, he's not going around the rallies. He's not putting DVDs on people's windshields.
Well, why not? I appreciate your call, but I got to say this. There were people who were ship captains by the time they were 20 because people, you know, needed to get their lives going. You know, people were considered men by the time they were 12, 13, 14 years old. Now they teach you, so you're a kid, have fun till college, and then, oh, don't worry about things, party and have fun while you're in college. And, oh, you're a young person now trying to pay off your college debt. Get out there and make it first. And then, oh, I'm too busy with my job. And, oh, now I'm retired. I'm not involved in politics. It's a cop-out. Number one, you're not going to be fulfilled till you stand up to tyranny. You were born to fight tyranny. Tyranny's always going to be there trying to eat your lunch, trying to take over. So we're meant to build better communities. We're meant to be involved. That's why the establishment creates counterfeits of that to try to control things. And you said, well, you said I wasn't asking for an answer. You know, kind of implying I didn't give you one. You want a solution, look in the mirror. You know, what is it when I get up here and expose federal documents saying the American people are terrorists? That is a big solution, exposing how out of control they are, how tyrannical they are, how the government is arraying itself to wage war with the people and announcing regular army will be used against us. What is that? That is tyranny. So there's another solution. Expose their crimes. What did the founders do? Committees of correspondence. They exposed it.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Ira Hayes, call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people, There's a story I would tell.
You know, I don't claim again to have all the answers, but I certainly know historically what tyranny is, and I know it's a lot worse than freedom. But I also find a lot of the public and people that want to write books or people that want to make films or people that want to do radio shows, they'll talk and plan and have endless meetings and announce all these big wild ideas and then never put it into action. I've made 22 films, produced a couple others, written a book, published a book, created a bunch of websites, done tens of thousands of hours of radio, traveled all over the country and the world confronting corruption. And I'm not tooting my horn here. I'm saying I've taken action. And are my films perfect? Is my work perfect? Am I the slickest guy on the radio? No. But it's real, and that's what matters. And so I would just challenge people out there to stop spending your whole life saying, what can I do? What can I do? And then, well, my dad's 69. He isn't going to put DVDs on windshields. Really? At Lexington and Concord, a large percentage, in fact, close to a third of the people were above 70 that fought the British. There were 75, 85, 89-year-old people out there blasting British. Now, I'm not saying go out and blast people, you know, because I understand the Founding Fathers were terrorists and bad. America's bad, according to these federal reports. My whole issue is that they tell you you're old, so it's your time to just enjoy yourself. What, watch TV and get Alzheimer's? Direct link to it, just sitting around all day watching TV, or maybe you go play golf, or you go fart around and play dominoes. I mean, that isn't living. Who told you your life doesn't matter now, or you don't have value, or nobody should hear from you? Plus, young people are like, shut up, old man. And then old folks are like, shut up, you dumb kids. We're all together. Young folks are meant to hang out with old folks, and old folks like to hang out with young folks. See, they've taken all the natural order of things and screwed them all up. To all these young 18-year-olds, you know how boring it is to hang out with a bunch of 18-year-old guys? But it's interesting to hang around with some old Korean War vet. Get them to talk about stories of people in foxholes or women or, you know, I mean that's who you want to hang out with. Who's just in there? No, have you ever hung out with old men that literally been around the world? It's interesting. That's where you get the knowledge. You get it all boiled down. Instead, you got all these old men who think their life's over. They don't have anything to give now. They don't matter. Look, I don't care if you're 10 years old or if you're 95 years old. You got a job to do fighting corruption, and you have value, and you have a job to do. Now, I've already been ranting. I said I'd take phone calls, and we got an economist coming up. Where's my bio sheet on what's happening and what happened in Argentina? So that's coming up, and we'll take a few calls in this next segment and then go to our guest at the 8 after. It'll be very informative, so stay with us on that. Before I go any further, though, I want to encourage all the listeners and viewers of this show right now to not procrastinate, to not wait, to not screw around, to get the Obama deception. There's a lot of simple things you can do. You say, what's the solution? Instead of talking to yourself, blowing your face to your neighbors, tell them about the free podcast at InfoWars.com. Just send them the link. Say, hey, listen to this for free. Here's the audio stream at PrisonPlanet.com. Or go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and share your passcode and username with a few friends and family. You know, get them to watch the Obama deception in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com. Make copies of it. You know, there's a lot you can do, but just quit sitting on your hind end.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.